去当兵。And I say, the same is easy on the Camus, with Camus is a very lady, Camus a very lady, and we see the law, the cause of the law, the cause of the law, and we let it out. Why? I bought it, she might do one best, which I can say, she was in the Camus, which is a kind of work. She used to shake him, I bought it, she used to use the evidence. She used his evidence, not platforms. Our is an ethic to be able to start the capital of all the events of the city, it will be possible to use. So it's to do this. We will not last for my money, which can be made to me. So we should have to have more become anyway, we can pay over the evidence to this. If you don't do anything, I would have to have you done me. Oh my God, I'm going to be sure. She told me about what I want to ask you to do. If I take a movie,
Now, this is interesting. It's a violation. Now,
we have a Bible each case, and we just have to resort. So we said that come on things. We have a Bible Jesus being slain somehow, we were all in smile, a Sabbath slain somehow, but now we are kind of very small. So they only have a Bible Jesus in the Ram of the Rosh, the Ram of Pastor the Home, and the Rosh Pastor the Cook. So I was going to explain that, because Sveche the Rai is in the Home, Sveche, but something Home, Samit Kadabra, the Rai is the Cook. So the Rosh Pastor is in that a Bible which is dead by King of the Divinities. We couldn't. It doesn't have such a moment. The Rambam passed through the home. How? Why did the Rambam pass through the home there? So we explained it. Because there is a misera of maintaining the nuisance in Masikins, Kishrei, and there is this rules. So the question is, what is the basic? So according to the Rosh, the basic thing is the rules. In other words, Ruben is not allowed to maintain a masik, let's say, to maintain the masik to the aliyah of Shimon. Why? Because Shimon has his roots to be secure against an event. So the primary thing according to the Rosh is the roots vested, the vested right in Reuben. And this gives rise to a misa on the part of Reuben. So Shimon has the best to try to be secure against damage. That his Aliyah shouldn't catch fire as a result of the tunnel of the Malabites of Ruben. Because of the best to try that Shimon has to be secure against damage by Ruben, so Ruben is also able to set up a tunnel unless he's marking a certain number of fire. He certainly marked a number of fire. So maybe if it's a Bible each day, so it's a reason for the Rai. And according to the Rambam, the Yisya of a Chosin Zoki is independent of the Zoki. It's two separate things. Okay. So but they are the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. So we would expect that the same Machlekes should apply here too. Here we also have a Bible issue, whether Bamuya Achim has a right to open up when the Buya Bamuya Achim has a right to explain the Bamuya Achim to open up the same tailor shop, the same store. So we should expect that the Rosh should pass through the Buya over there, because Abit Chabir over Rai should pass through the Buya over here, and the Rambam pass through the Chumra over there should pass through the Chumra over here. So, but here, all the Rishim, the Rambam also passes because that is a Chabad of Rai. And that's not difficult. Because over there, it's a question of the Masik. Let's say, here, when someone sets up a tunnel in the valleys and looks to make the Chabad of Rai, when someone sets up a tunnel and doesn't make the proper hockey from its storage of food, so then it's a mazik. So the labor ships under me is if it's a mazik, so there is an isa, and the isa is independent of the source. There is an isa. It's not that there is an isa in common with my woman, because she has a right to be secure at the end. There is an isa to be mazik. So maybe it's a hitherite to the home. There is an isa essay of Ushvat and Zerik and Shiloh and Begirin, and here, and there is a Nisar of Mazik, there is a Nisar of Mazik of Yishkorelu. I mean, there are all kinds of Nisar of Mazik. So the main thing is here, I said, oh my, Mashiachim here, Mashiachim is here Mazik. If somebody opens up his store and he diverts some of the customers to his store, rather than to the store to which they have been accustomed to go in the course of rescuing the sick, not the Mazik. He's not Mazik. He is only attracting the customers towards him, but he is not Mazik. So here, if the reason is there, so the Isaiah has to result from the source. So here, in the humble debate, that the basic thing is this source. Not right. So, See, so if it's so in the case of Pamuria, Pamuria, so then the Neo Ilia has its choice over the residents of another state, that they should not do something that will undermine the source of livelihood of this Neo Ilia. But if it's something, so it's a way to have it all right. So here in the Rambam Paskins, we go.
Shir Samachtes and Bava Bas Revav Yira Hitokshin Mem April 22nd, 1980 and Tuesday.
No. You want to ask about it?
So what's the last one? What's the last one? What's the last one? What's the last one? Then the Gemara says, "V'ishaya v'kala v'hoche lo yimotzedam." However, if shenisi masu galte v'mishla yiraseis ki v'amote v'motzed v'amote la'akipolo koli u'pshitoli v'amot 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 v'nafshu lo yimotzed la'akipolo v'amote v'amot v'amot v'amot. Oh, so if let's say he participates in all the burdens of the Leo year, he pays all the taxes like a regular resident of city number one, so then, in other words, if Shiva participates in all the burdens of the Leo year of city number one, then Ruben cannot restrain Shiva, because then he's considered like a regular resident. But then he says, not like Rabu. Boy, Rabu, you didn't have a shoe. So the question is, what is the Rabbanan say for the Kippur? And the Rabbanan will have sure passed for the Rabbanan. But the question is, what's the scope of Lishchein? When the price says Lishchein in the Kippur, does it mean Lishchein in the Kippur, just the resident of the same moment cannot be stopped from opening up his stall in the same moment? After all, he's also a resident in the same moment. So he has the same. So if Shimon is a resident of the same moment as Ruben, so Mele, she cannot be stopping opening up this door just because Ruben was first. So what if he was first? He's entitled to do the same thing. But suppose Shimon is a resident of the same city as Ruben, but he's a resident of a different Mobay, and Shimon wants to open up the same union, the same shop in Ruben's Mobay. Can Ruben restrain him? That's the right. Then the Gemara says, "Take Omer Abiyese, who made a Rabbanan the Mikhedarvike, the Limotze Miyaki." So that two Gersa is. One Gersa is the Roman Reza Tikon is for the Shibishin Seda Mizatebe. The Nehru Dilma Gersa is Rashur. But not give us the whole expression that he is enclosed in parentheses. The Omama Kinasok Tabakh. So now there is one exception. Maybe Rabuni, we meet the Arabic and the Motzinaki. The Omama Kinasok Tabakh. So let's see the Rashi. We Rabuni don't know about the Guru Kirchai. The Mr. Krabshin Lamel, maybe we meet the Arabic. So this is the raya of the Abiyoso that will pass through like Rabune, not like Rabune to the Rabishon. Actually, it seems the Gemara says that the din of Rabune is told the machlokes between Rabune and Rabshin Gamliel, so we should pass like Rabune. So why would that be also passing like Rabune, even though Rabune is in accord with Rabshin Gamliel? The answer is because Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Who made Rabune do it chadar v'ked u'motzemach?" So why does Rabbi Yitzchak say, "Who made Rabune do it chadar v'ked u'motzemach?" Let him say. After all, the halacha is that the lamed in any case is an exception to the general rule. In other words, even though the price says, "Keeping in the body says, shall the ancient in Eyal be higher than the Bursi," but the lamed in any case, if he's not a shochet, so there he can be restrained. But the lamed in any case, his oil, tevor, is an exception because it's good for the community. It's conducive to more and more Habbatah story. So that's an exception. In other words, all other professions, all other illness, so it's keeping the boy, shall we mention them? Can be explained. But But this profession of duality makes this royal power cannot be restrained. So, what did he say with the Rabbani? Sigmund said, Omar Abhay said, that happy lady, whether it's Rabbani or Rabbani or Rabbi Yeshua, she be mikhe dati ke lo matzana. So then it would mean, according to Rabbani, lo matzana ke, and the same ben mabay, because generally, and the same ben mabay, there is a power of restraint, but not vis-a-vis in one of the gates, and according to Rabbani with Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbani with Rabbi Yeshua says that Bamote Bamote Motimaki, that's only in regard to all other professions. But in regard to one of the gates, so Bamote Bamote Motimaki, why do you say you made Rabbani in Mikhata? So that's the eye of that also, because the Allah is right Rabbani. So that's why he mentions Now the question is, how about all the other Rishonim who do not pass like Rabbanim? All the other Rishonim who do not pass like Rabbanim. So, how will they, why does Rabbanim say you make Rabbanim when the Aloche is not like Rabbanim? When the Aloche is not like Rabbanim? So that's a question. So some Rishonim say that Rabbeinu is telling us a big chiddush. That even Rabbeinu is more machmir in paskes lechiyusi than the other madonnas. Because according to Rabbeinu, so there is a schus of telling another person paskes lechiyusi even if the other person happens to be the resident of the same woman. So Rabbuna is the biggest machmir in Paschus Lechiyuse. So the Chiddush is that even Rabbuna, who is such a machmir in Paschus Lechiyuse, that even the resident of the same woman can be restrained in opening up a shop if another resident opened up in the same shop, the same type of shop before. So he's such a machmir. So, but in respect to Olam HaTenei case, even Rabbuna is mentioned. Allah has come to Chama Rabbuna with Rabbi Yeshua, who is not so machmir in respect to Paschus Lechiyuse. Because vis-a-vis the same Ben Mabay, so in no professions there is no restraint. So where is the restraint? Only vis-a-vis a Bamot Achite. So he's not so machmir. So certainly that Muhammad Nikish, so this Rabban is an exception. That's what Sam says. Now then, the Shita of Rabban Shimshim and Avraham will soon see that he says that's the Rashi. So the Shita of Rabban Shimshim and Avraham is that in respect to a Muhammad Nikish from another city, then he can say Paschus Lechiyuse. In other words, where can he not say Paschus Lechiyuse by the Lamed Tenei case if, let's say, he's in the same city, the same one, and according to Rabbuna, so generally speaking, so even the resident of the same one, he can be restrained in opening up the same shop if there is already an existing shop. So he says, so, but Muhammad Tadeikis cannot be restrained. Mashiachim, if the one who wants to become Muhammad Tadeikis is a resident of another city, so then, Kinasof Kintar Chokhmo is no excuse. Kinasof Kintar Chokhmo is only an excuse in respect to the same one. In Muhammad Tadeikis who lives in the same one, in the same city. But it's not an excuse vis-a-vis in one of the gates from us. Now we have to understand this. Why should there be a difference? Alright. Now, I just want to finish up a certain more and then we want to go over the basis and the other issue. Alright. Who made the Rabbuna Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbuna Rabbi Yeshua says, even though Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yeshua says that but there is an exception. That's in respect to parents. So that was one of the takonis of Ezra, that peppers should go from town to town, from village to village, and sell tachshitin oshim. So it was within some oshim. Now, so the calculation of Amor, that he says that Rabbi Meir Yeshua is only made there in respect to a peddler who sells tachshitin oshim. But suppose he's a peddler that sells other things, other things, not tachshitin oshim, so then he can't be respected. So the people here who are engaged in the same profession, let's say, suppose there is a peddler who wants, you know, to go from town to town, from village to village, and sell, let's say, and sell apples, and sell olives. And so the people here, those who sell, who live in the same city, and who sell the oranges or the apples, so they can explain that. Because it is special that, because of the takona vet, and is the takona applies only to rechlin peddlers who sell takshik in oshim. In other words, even a peddler of takshik in oshim, so he has a right, no one can explain him, you know, passing over a certain town and stay there for a day and sell, and then he goes to another town and sells there for a day or for 2 days. But suppose a peddler from another city wants to open up a permanent shop to sell tachshit in oshim, that he cannot. So, but suppose the peddler is a tzuven drabono, afilakwinami, so he can even sell it on a permanent basis. Kihoti hote, surely Rav Yashi will have a vati, lakwin. So, Hope was mati, Rav Yashi will have a vati to. So, in other words, so they weren't residents in the same city. If they were residents in the same city, so then everybody, not only from the Obama Khom. So, in other words, they were residents in another city, but they came every day to sell Takshid in Oshi. I mean, it doesn't say whether they tried to sell on a permanent basis Takshid in Oshi or some other merchandise. That it doesn't say. Now the Imigash Ambulobasta says that the only header for the Talmid Chochem to sell, even though he's not a resident of the same city, he's a resident of another city. So the only header for the Talmid Chochem to sell on a permanent basis is only in respect to Tachshit in Oshim. But not other merchandise. Now from Rashi, certainly the way the Bais Yosef in Siman Kufimbo explains the Rashi, it's mashma that it's not after Tachshit in Oshim. It's every merchandise. So, to what the Rabbi showed the Rabbi Yashi, the Rabbi Rabbi, the Rabbi, the way to Yochit. My time came, the Rabbonu Minu, also we threw the middle side. In other words, see that on the Chachomim we are involved in learning, and if we will not let them sell on a permanent basis, so they will be distracted from learning. So because of that, they are allowed. Right, now let's see how Rashi explains. ומיד קבלו לנו שיעור אחד לא רמת 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 אחים עוצמה כי לא בקרבו כמיו ברכו מחיצוני. So actually Rashi says that it's only, the exception is only one kind of peddler, a peddler who peddles with tachshit in oshim. Min chitzon ma'azim ba'ayoyis, wa chitzon min oshim is hashbet. Kuri mozal akib al hayarech lir, la'adur al hazul tzadim ubrei zir ubrotim al kolor, it's a liknei zwar akib yoshim lir. V'yi tzoyim rabonu, nitok b'yir se, v'yloyu chela'adur latvijoje namai, apie latvijoje namai, vaidavo džiaugiasi, elo mišlygi šios atveju. Elo mišlygi šios atveju. O, vaidavo, o, vaidavo, o, vaidavo, o, vaidavo, o, vaidavo, o, vaidavo, so there were certain people who were engaged in selling baskets, or another Russian fashion, selling packs. That's in going to Babel. So they came to Babel to sell the baskets, the packs. Also, they wanted, and they were not residents of Babel, they were residents of a different city, of a different country, maybe. So, also, they wanted to come back to their life. In other words, so the residents of that city in Babel object. Also, we talk about wisdom. In other words, they come from the world, they do not come from the city here, they come from a different place, from the world, the large. Let them, they are entitled to sell the baskets, to sell the baskets to the people of the world. What does it mean? Man will be in the shuk. In other words, that is only, they're only allowed to sell in the fair. Let's say, in those days, so there were certain days in the year when there was a fair held. In other words, that sellers from different towns came to sell merchandise, and people from all the surrounding villages came to this city to buy the market, the fair. So in other words, so here you have special customers. You have customers from the world at large. And you have sellers from the world at large. So since you have customers, other customers than the residents of the city, so maybe they're allowed. But for residents of another country or another city to come to a certain city and to sell, thereby to undermine the business of the business people of that city, they have no right. You know. Man and Milan in the Shuke, I will be in the Shuke, even if it is a fair day, I mean market. So the people, the farmers, let's say, who come in, they can only sell in the market, but they cannot go from house to house and sell in the homes. In that general respect, In other words, this Gemara mentions the right of a city or a country to impose a tariff upon goods that are imported in order to protect the people, the business people of this city or of that country. So there are certain merchants of wool. So they brought, they shipped wool across the river. So also, so it was a city at the shore. So they came to the shore city and they wanted to sell wool. Also, they wanted to come out of their life. So the residents of that city felt that it will undermine their business. So they objected. Also, the coming of Kone, only would deal with the Makhdalah. So they have a right, because it undermines their business. Amule Islam Ashroy. Now, going to have many debts. The wool merchants said that there are many debtors, we have many debtors in the city. So, Amru Zim Zabde Shioch Yaisi. So he says, Mohammed Barono, Utrichim on Ishitka, Akhilib Bechim Shalom, in other words, our primary purpose is to collect the debts, but we cannot collect the debts In one day, so it will take us like a week until we collect the debts. So let's say we have to collect like $10,000, yes. But we'll have to stay for a week or 2 weeks until we'll be able to collect the $10,000. But in the meantime, we have to live. So maybe we want to sell some wool in order to be able to live while we are forced to stay here in order to collect our debts. So, in other words, as much as you need to live up for the period that you will have to spend here in order to collect the debts, let's say, suppose they have to stay a month in order to collect the debts. So you need, let's say, $500 in order to live. So you can sell your wool to the extent of making $500, but not more. She said, and also, but the moment you collect all your debts, so you cannot stay even a day longer and say, we only want to sell as much as we're able to do it. Because if you collect it, your debts are in the $10,000 that the people from this city owe you. So you can leave while you stay there an extra day. Israel has to be what it. וחל במונות צפון למי שזכר לשם יתוח עם שמונה ולמיד לכם צפסים על מספר עד הכניסו שאת עוד חמסים לכם מלא לכם מכם באשרות נה חבים מיידוי כמו זה צור לבן רבון אני תמוד חוח אני זה קריף מאז בשבילי היא very shocking story but the more I mention everything in detail in order to impress upon everybody how serious and aware and English of being retired from the Chochmah. So that's why the Gemara mentions everything in detail. So, Omarei, so Rabbi Nadoi has to drink that we sleep. So Rabbi Nadoi brought in boat, so he brought figs, bright figs, to sell. Omarei, the Jerusalem, the Rabbi, Puk Chazi, Now, Rabbine was a resident of Nadoi. Where did they bring the traders also in Nadoi? What kind of shy is it? I mean, the residency? If he had been in Talmud Chochem, Shetirosi in Yosef. So, he's allowed to sell, no, but here, he was given a monopoly. He was given a monopoly, in other words, until he makes enough to live on, so no other Jew in Nadoi was allowed to sell figs. So, Omalei, Rabbi Nadoi, Isaac Reifers, we see. So, in the boat, he shipped to Nadoi a whole batch of traders. Omalei, the Jews, and he was a resident of Nadoi. Omalei, the Jews, and he wrote it. So, the Shaila was not this whether he's allowed to sell. Of course, he's allowed to sell. Any human being is allowed to sell in the city where he's a resident. But here, he wanted to tell him, Omalei, the Jews, and he wrote it, Puk Hazi. Go and see and investigate whether he's a real Talmud Chochem. If he's a real Talmud Chochem, look at Mishit. So give him the mark. What does it mean? That means give him an apple. In other words, that he should be the only one to sell figs. So maybe he'll be able to make a living. And then he'll be able to devote himself to learning and to the whole, and to Tzorchei HaTzibur. Because if he'll have to compete with other sellers, he will not be able to learn. So, look at this, okay, I mean, and this was the practice in many towns. In many towns. Not in all the towns, but in many towns. Because there was some shayla as to whether the hope is allowed to get schimas. Because there is a woche. Reil manke ischem. Ma'ami bechimem afachim bechimem. So in other words, you're not allowed to get paid for teaching Torah, because it's a mitzvah, it's not just teaching Torah, any mitzvah. A doctor is not allowed to get a salary either. So the same problem that a rov or a rabbi has, a doctor also has. So the Rambam writes in the Pirusha Mishnah Lopez, he criticizes those who get paid for teaching Torah. So anyway, there was some problem about the Rav Sarai because of the halacha of Bein Magdes and Bechinom, Ma Ani Bechinom, Bein Magdes, Ma Ani Bechinom, Avat Bechinom. The only heter is, the only heter was, I mean, he was Shabbaton, in other words, let's say, eaten, someone, let's say, is eating the Torah. He's not allowed to get, you know, Sakhman. He's not allowed. Also, it's a malach, if he passes any Torah. Because, ma'amu b'chinu ma'fat b'chin. So, but, if it's Shabbaton, he's allowed. Let's say, if he has a job, and he gets, let's say, $50 for the work he does that day. And one day, when he has to be involved in the Torah, he cannot come to work. And because of that, he loses the $50. So he's allowed to get the $50. So that is the heker, I mean, because certainly all the rabbonim, if they hadn't been rabbonim, they could do something else. Like any other person, I mean, why couldn't they be shoemakers or carpenters or any other profession they could practice? But if they would practice any other profession, they couldn't teach Torah, they couldn't be rabbonim, they couldn't pass the shiur. So melech, so the heter was shabbat. So that was the heter for rabbonim to get salaries. So many times rabbonim got his salary. I mean, the salary was much less than shabbat Torah, because the world got a smaller salary than the lowest worker. But that was it. But in certain times, the world did not get his salary. But the world was given a monopoly of a certain item. Let's say, different. A better question on my grandfather. So he didn't get his salary from the town. No Rovi Pujale ever got his salary in the town. No. But they had a monopoly over his. So the whole in Pujale, he had a monopoly over his. He sold his. So that is the heter. Because of this Gemara. So the Gemara says here, so the moker for that didn't know the whole, is not allowed to get his salary for teaching Torah, for passing Shabbos, for being married to Tzibor. I mean, he was engaged only in the mitzvah. So I hope in those days he was not, you know, a public relations man. His job was not to compliment, you know, Balabatim and Balabostes, you know, and the Bar Mitzvahs and Noyim and Chazdes. So he was only involved in Rech HaShemayim. As a matter of fact, as Sarah Putner said, that the problem will only apply to the Rabbonim, let's say 100 years ago. Rabbonim today, they have no halachic problem. Because most of the work is not mitzvahs, it's other things, it's public relations. So there is no halacha of ma'amid b'chinom, avat b'chinom. I mean, it's not involved in getting the salary for delivering a charming speech and delivering a speech in which this man and this lady is complimented. That's not a mitzvah. So maybe there is no easier of getting the salary. This is what Rav Kook said. Alright, so the reason is why many rabbonim, instead of getting the salary from the kehillah, they had the monopoly of a certain item. So let's say in one town of Pujane, so the law had the monopoly of a over tennis. The whole Puccini, from the very outset, ended up going over east, into east. So the whole we see this other, so that's why the Napoleon Greece was very poor. So the more generalistissimo, honorary Russell Robert Pukhazi, he told Napoleon, not a condition, give me market. In other words, give me an apple over the face. Honorary Robert Ramad Ramadi, Puk Tori, we become happy. But the question is he a real controller? So Robert told Ramad Ramad to find out whether he's a real controller. Not because, boy, me name. Pio Sheborati from Mitzvahs, the Kimodera Besarei Maru. Suppose an elephant swallowed a basket made, I mean, no other animal could do such a thing, I mean, swallow a whole basket. Only an elephant. So, suppose an elephant swallowed a basket made out of twigs. It's called Pio Mitzvahs because I suppose in Egypt, they made these baskets. So they killed their Israeli, and then it came out in the form of an excrement. So the question is it become tume or it's not become tume? Totally become tame. No kitrain, shuke hafe, shu yuke rishu yi, or kitrain, that's all. To give you an apple. Totally become tame, yriyahu become tame, in yayinu, in chemet, toyo, batkeo, baroches, in tamuchoch, in rab, reyachayayim, shmarichemes, in tei, kovo toyo, tlamur beitie, in sensa rizor, chemik suvis, karna hava toyo, baamu, vatechamu. Kvi ve mitzvi sal mitzor, shalaroch. In other words, a basket made out of willow twigs. Mal, mi choshev ki mucho, ve havale ki kudroli, because a basket made out of willow twigs, so that is the kabotim, because that's a great. So it is the kabotim. But a basket made out of roli, and it seems that Bisman Chazal, so such cake were very common. Out of roli, they used to make cake. So a Greek roli is not the kabotim. Now the question is, suppose an elephant, so swallowed a basket that was a create, but then it passed out in the form of excrement. So the male doesn't have a din of it growing because the digestion by the elephant changed it, converted it, realized the conversion in the basket, even though originally, before the elephant swallowed it, it was a create, but through the digestion, by the elephant, so it changed, it was converted into a revolving. So the man to his vodka or not. We have the other. So Rabbine didn't know. Rabbine Barabe raised that question. From Rabbine. Rabbine didn't know. We have the other. Omalei, Mar Miu. Omale Rabdime Le Rabbi, Man Liu Robe. Because he was new then. He just established residence in Adoy, Rabdime. So he was new, he didn't know who was Robe, who was Rabbi Barabe, but he heard that the Rishkulub said told Robe. To find out as whether he, Rabdime, that he heard, he was told, that the Rishonim said, told Rabbi to find out as whether he, Rabdime, is down for her. Now here I see somebody came, and apparently did not introduce himself, he didn't tell his name, so he thought maybe that's Rabbi. So, Omalei, Mali, Rabbi. Ato, Rabbi, if you show my Rabbi, show your Rabbi, he, and so what should we say? Top of the sandal. He called out sandal, be matched, they're asleep. So, I mean, it's jokingly, so he touched him, and he sent him, and he shook. Kishem, shemakim, and mishem, the hoshim, in other words. He didn't take him, but it was a gesture of disrespect. If you have reverence for someone, you don't do that. So in other words, he hurt his feelings. So he hurt the feelings of Adibara because Ardime. So he said, so Thomas Omar Hobe. So in that way, Adibara retorted by hitting him at the center, only they did deal with Rome. So Rabbi Barabe did it to Rabbine. Only, and he said to Rabbine, they did deal with Rome, he can do it. So he said, and in other words, he felt insulted. So they did deal with Rome, he can do it. Mira al Koko, Ano Rabho, the Rome Rabbi de Rabbi. Loi Mokta Mishik. So the result was he wasn't given a knife. Plus he drank as the day. So in other words, so he was, he sustained the loss. He brought such a big pile of figs and he wasn't given an apple, so he lost it. He sustained damage. Also he came to Rabbi Yezid. So he came to Rabbi Yezid. Omale Chozen Mayobil. Look what was done to me. How I was mistreated. Omale, Mandu Mishaya Minuse de Malke de Ede, Luimisha Minisaika. So the one said, so in here is the Rebbein Shalom, who did not refrain from tolerating a wrong and an abuse and insult done to the king of Ede. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom takes notice of any insult that is meted out an individual, even a pagan, even the king of heaven. So certainly the Chassid came on Rabbi Shem, Al Shrei Shafishim Eyom, Al Abor Mishim Eyom, Al Sofi Atzim Smell of Heaven, you see? So the Hashgoche takes notice of any wrong that is done to a human being, regardless who he is, even if he's a pagan. So certainly the Hashgoche, the Hashgoche will mete out the punishment. He didn't curse Chas V'Shalom. He just mentioned the fact. He didn't curse Chas V'Shalom. So, Noch Rashi de Rabba de Barabe. So Rabba de Barabe died. Because Rabba de Barabe was the one. Rabba de Barabe was the one who really insulted Rabbine. First of all, by touching him on the shoes, and then telling him the deal of the ketubim, the alkokoch and the rabcho, the robe rabbe the rabcho. So he was punished very severely. No chanach the rabbi the rabbi, he died. Rabbi Yisip omar, anu anishte, the anu ataisi. Now, and this is mentioned, even though he used the expression, I cursed him, has been shown that Rabbi Yisip cursed him, that's a lot of Isaac. If you curse, he didn't mean to curse him. He just mentioned that effect. I mean that when someone hurts a human being, insults a human being, so then there is a great penalty. He just mentioned effect, but on account of that, so he felt that why? Because so that means that when the Hashgoch punishes a certain person because of the capacity that that person, you'll see from that remark, if Ruvain will insult Shimon, and Shimon bears in his heart a very serious grudge and grievance against him. In other words, he's not Mechel. So then the Hashgoche punishes Ruvain because for the wrong he did to Shimon, but had Shimon adopted the stoic attitude, and he wouldn't have entertained, harbored such grievances, heart, so then the Hajj Prophet wouldn't have been denied the punishment. But in view of the fact that Shimon harbored a very grave grievance against Obey, and that was a factor in the punishment that the Hajj Prophet meted out against Reuben, so Reuben himself is considered a failure. What could he have done? The answer is, he could have been mechlin in his heart. So then the Hajj Prophet would not have meted out such a serious penalty. So because, why did Rabbi Yosef express himself in such a stringent way? He mentioned, I mean, what Hajj Prophet did to those, to the Moabites who abused the king of Ram, because he was very hurt, because Rabbi Yosef himself felt personally offended by the insult that was hurled by Rabbi against Rabbi. So the male Rabbi Yosef felt guilty, because if he hadn't felt so offended personally, so then the Hajj Prophet would not have meted out such a severe penalty against Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef did you? Rabbi Yosef had pangs of conscience. I know I'm not sure. I know what I said. As a matter of fact, there is a story, I won't mention the names. When Chaim was Hoshishin and Maloshin, while Rabbi Sibel, this lady, was still living, and he was on Brisk, and Chaim was Hoshishin and Maloshin, so there's a certain person in Maloshin who was involved in the Shiva of Maloshin, I'm not going to mention names, a very important person who persecuted Rav Chaim. In those days there was also, I mean, that kind of thing. I mean, certain people, even the Torah world, unfortunately, I mean, who liked, you know, to persecute people. So, persecuted Rav Chaim. Why? Because Rav Chaim was very machmir in his man of Shabbos, in his man of Yom Tov, and he observed, you know, what is called the Zexto, a sixth of the day. The sixth of the day, so let's say, when it was one time, so Shavuos was Sunday and Monday. Sometimes Shavuos is Sunday and Monday. So in other words, Mitzvah Shabbos was the first night of Shavuos. And Maloshin is very much in the north. I think it has a 58 degree latitude. So sunset in Maloshin, Shavuos time, it was about 9 o'clock. So then, and sunlight, I suppose, was about 4:30. So he had to add a sixth of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. From sunrise to sunset. So, and you have to add it to sunset. I mean, I don't have the arithmetic right now, but you can imagine that the Zexto, when Chaim was ready to make Kiddush, you know, and you have to make Kiddush and Abdullah, you know, so it was about close to midnight, and Chaim had children, so a certain person who lived across the street, across the way from Chaim's home, opened the window and screamed out, became home. Reb Chaim, genug zu mutschen beiden Kinder. Sie sind Zeit zu machen Kinder. So anyway, after Shavuos, Reb Chaim, there was no telephone communication in those days, but the only communication was by mail. So he sent a letter to his father, to Reb Sibel. He felt very, very despondent. So he sent a letter, and then the Pisalei, we left the whole city of Twist, and he visited the Chaim, because the Chaim felt very responding on account of that insult that was hurled by a very important person in Valozhin, who was involved in the yeshiva Valozhin. So the Pisalei came to Valozhin, and then he closed himself up in a room, Chaim cried, and then the Pisalei also cried, because it was, that person opened up the window and and screamed, and everybody heard. So then the Bisalevi, I heard the story many years ago as a child when I was 5 years old from the Bisoyal Klinitsky. He was the Mashgiach in the Biska Yeshiva in the days of Rabbi Silver. He was an old man, he was close to 90 when I was 5 years old. So he told that story. He was in Valozhin also. He went to the Bisalevi to Valozhin. So after he had a whole discussion with Chaim, so the Bisalevi walked around, closed himself up in the room, and he walked around for a whole hour. He said, in Yiddish, of course, he said, "So der Person sein gesund und stark, der Rebbein Shalom soll den Person benchen, soll sein gesund und stark." For a whole hour, he walked around. And why did he do it? I mean, because he obviously entertained the grievances and ill feelings against that person, against that person. So he was afraid lest Chas v'Shalom there would be a penalty meted out against that person. So because of that, he kept on verbalizing that he's miracle that person. I mean, that the Rebbein Shalom should bless that person. They should have good health and so on. Why? Because he was afraid because of this Gemara. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara mentions in detail. Otherwise, it would involve the Nisra of Oshinore. Why should Gemara tell us all these things? And if one of the Amoraim, unfortunately, was Nichshul at one time in a certain Avele, so that has to be perpetuated with daily days. And everybody, every true Atzik Adele should know that Rabbi Barabe was one of the Chachmi Yisroel, one of the giants. He insulted Rabbi. Why is it important? It should involve the Yisrael of Shnore. The answer is, in order to teach the future generations how much one has to be on guard not to hurt it on top. So he says, Rabbi Yisroel, I'm not interested. Rabbina also had pains of conscience. Why? Because he was afraid that the fact that he harbored such a grievance, such an intense grievance against Rabbi Barabe was responsible for that English that was meted out against Rabbi Barabe. I'm not sure that's the deed. That's the greatest indeed. So Mele, and so what's his fault? I mean, he didn't do it. But had he adopted the historical attitude, then a penalty would have been meted out anyway. That goes without saying. I mean, any insult, any shechidomim that is meted out to a person is not left unpunished. But not such a punishment. But because of the intense ill feelings that he harbored against Rabbi Barabe, so that maximized the penalty. That's why he had pains of conscience. He should have adopted his political attitude and been made for him, and that's all. So, Abaye also had pains of conscience. The Omar Rule Rabbonon, Adi Migal Mirte. Garme, be Abaye, su ochle bisre shneime birok. So he used to say to the Talmidim, so because in other words, the one who died, Rabbi Barabe. So he used to tell the Talmidim of Abaye. In other words, he told the Talmidim who are from Midmo Babaye, who heard the Shiurim of Abaye. So he advised them that instead of listening to the Shiurim of Abaye, they should better attend the Shiurim of Rome. In other words, so he committed the wrong against Sorabade Barabe. So Abaye felt offended by that. And Abaye also harbored ill feelings against Rabade Barabe. Against Rabade Barabe. So he was afraid that less the ill feeling that Abaye harbored against Rabade Barabe was responsible for the serious penalty that was meted out against Rabade Barabe. He says, Adingami to Gam be Abaye. Su ochre bis reschneide biro. So in other words, that instead of chewing bones at a bale, why don't you eat fat meat at raw? In other words, that was emotion. It was a figure of speech. In other words, you will learn much more, you accomplish much more by becoming talmidim of raw than by remaining talmidim of a bale. So naturally, a bale resented this kind of a statement of a remark that was made by Rabade Barabe. So he was afraid that the intense ill feeling he harbored against Rabade Barabe was responsible for the serious punishment that was meted out by Dash Kochet against Rabade Barabe. The Robo Marano Anishti, and Robo also had pains of conscience. The Fiagrosti Vitakre, Rinishka Lunze, Omar Vitakre, Anosha Pilkne. The Chabot of Tachan Shkola Omtzel Tach Hanosha Tum Lebishe Mikame Mishame Dorov Da'anu Adif Nimele. Now, so Rove himself didn't go to the butcher to buy meat, but he sent a Shmiach, a servant, to buy meat for him. And Rabade Barabe, he went himself to the butcher to buy meat. So many times when the shliach of Rove was waiting to be served, and Rabade Barabe was waiting to be served, so a number of times Rabade Barabe said to the butcher, "You serve me first, because I am more important than the shliach of Rove." So in other words, so Rove was offended, harbored ill feelings against Rabade Barabe too. It seems that so many chachamim harbored ill feelings against Rabade Barabe. So he had pains of conscience. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar, Anu Anishte, he again had pains of conscience. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Rishkaleha, Kol Yeme Mikame Dine Yitlikale Marut Bahade Rabade Barabe Mishmaitze. So he used to deliver the droshes, the 2 months, you know, in Elul and in Odea for the Tzibur. So every time he had to deliver in Roshe, so Rabade Barabe escorted Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, rehearsed the Roshe before Rabade Barabe, before he delivered it to the public. So in the so Rabade Barabe is Shmaitzig, all the Raimikar. So first Rabade Barabe, he would rehearse it before Rabade Barabe, and then he would say it before the public. There was one day, so Noktu Rabbi Rabbinet with Rabbi Shiva Rabade Barabe. So Rabbi Rabbinet Rabbi Shiva met Rabade Barabe, Mishlahabi Bisiyume, because they were absent at the previous Roshe of Nachman Yitzchok. So they wanted Rabade Barabe, and they knew that Rabade Barabe was very close to Nachman by Yitzchok, that he always walked with him to the Troshe for the Tzibur, and that Nachman by Yitzchok always rehearsed before Rabade Barabe the Troshe. So these two Amoraim, they wanted to know what Nachman by Yitzchok said in the previous Troshe that they missed. So they asked him, so they retained him. Nachter Rabbo 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 The last Roshi, Omolei, Eimul Han Shmaitze in Maisa Beine, and he discussed the Alochas of Maisa Beine in the last Roshi. He can be. He can be. Rov, man's heart. So the time passed, and he didn't start at Rosh yet. Only Rabun Ramachan by Yitzchok, come, we will murder. So the Rabun said, you have to start speaking, because it's late, the time is past. Look what you're saying, man. Oh no, Yasidne, we come into the house of the Rabbani Barab. So, I'm waiting for the role of Rabbani Barab, at the Hochen of the College, the Noch Nafsh of Rabbani Barab, who mistaken the Rabbani by Yitzchok Anshi. Now let's see what Rashi says. So, Domo, Rabbani, Rabbani, Sigama, the Abai, Shor, Rabbani, Nasher, Rabbani, 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 Likraim, Atzomitz, Rima, Yuni, Shalim, Seba, instead of going to Abai to chew bones, Suach, Rabbani, Yuni, Daroch, Suis, Rogoch, is it all? So why don't you eat fat meat? It's all. Sham, Rosh, 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 שמייצי למייצי בהן, ולקחים דברוכת. ורוב האמורים הם ביסי פלפיר. עושה רבון הם תלמידי, זאת אומרת, סופרס, רב נחם ויצרוק, זאת אומרת, הוא טוב לי. ועד רב נחם ויצרוק said, and also רוב הם did certain things. So, he told them everything that רב נחם ויצרוק mentioned in the last Rosh, and that רוב is mentioned last Rosh. In the meantime, רב נחם ויצרוק was waiting. He didn't want to start at Rosh until Rabbi Barabe came, and so he probably entertained a resentment against Rabbi Barabe because he was waiting, and Rabbi Yitzchok was waiting for Rabbi Barabe didn't show up, so he probably felt offended from Rabbi Barabe's not coming. So he felt that perhaps the real feelings that he, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, entertained against Rav Nachman Barabe had something to do with the severe penalty that was meted out. And then the Gemara says, in other words, everybody entertained ill feelings against Rav Nachman Barabe. And the Gemara says, Umistabed Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Anshi. Why? Because the wrong done to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok by Rav Adam Barabe, even though he didn't do it amazing, he was detained, but he should have told Rabbi Shua, I don't have the time, I cannot repeat to you the drosha of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok and Rabbi, I have to be with Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. And because he didn't do that, so apparently the wrong done, why does he want to say Mistabra the Rav Nachman by Yitzchok can't shake? Because apparently the wrong done to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok was greater than the wrong done by Rabbi Barabe to all the others. Because the wrong done to all the others, so it wasn't Barabe. But here, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok had to deliver the drosha before the whole tzibur, and he was waiting and waiting and waiting because Rabbi Barabe didn't show up, so he had a lot of tzar. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok had a lot of tzar. Some melee, the resentment, the grievance that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok entertained against Rabbi Barabe was more justified than the grievance that the other Chachamim entertained against Rabbi Barabe, because there was a greater wrong done to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok by Rabbi Barabe than to the other Chachamim, because he embarrassed him in the presence of the whole public. He couldn't start with Rosh. Alright, so the Gemara says, mentions all these details in order to point out how much one has to be on guard not to hurt it on top. Alright, now, let's see the cases. Machiki bitu the Sadam. Abba Gabda Gabda Tam, the Prophet, the Dover Shal Hekia, Abu Rosh, the Mikre, Kibitnam Gabu Teo, פיריס תאויסי עולה ומעביר לנעיסי ממנו וכן פנם לפר כמה כמו מציע רורס המציא ונופו עולה ופו אחר והרזיק בו זה שהרזיק בו זוכר ולא מיקרה רושה אלו בו נעמה ובחור ובאחר לא פה משום שאם הוא נסתק עם אותו זה אם צריך נסתק עם אותו אחר So in other words, I ask you to go look over the Gemara in Kedushin, I think that's. So then the Gemara says, only amateur behover who go ahead not remember me homes. In other words, literally it means that if a poor man is trying to get a hold of a certain wafer, of a certain cake, and then another person, he wasn't cake anything. He was just trying to get a hold of the cake, and then another person takes it away and acquires title in it, even though it's his, because the one he did not make any key and avoid it. He was just trying to get a hold of it. Let's say one only notice a cake and he's running to get it. And then another person gets it first, picks it up first. So the other person, he is a limit, but he's holy washing. Because the Dorni already did some work in order to get it, and then the other person takes it away from him. The other person takes it away from him. So that's the aloche of only Amaka Bechore, so we need Chorosh. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Ramela. The Mechaber mentions two days. Rashi explains the Gemara of only Amaka Bechore, Uachar Yotla Yimenu, Nik Chorosh. Keep shooting.
For washing, for making the law. There are many other people in the city
who will give cage for making the law. So Siemens is able to get that gain by to another medium. But it will involve a little bit of theft. And he doesn't do it in order to avoid theft. So he takes it away from him, so he's a washer. But suppose the cake is a cake selector. And if he will not get it, he will not have the cake, then he's not a washer. This is Hanukkah. So he's really kind of. Now, things are said as follows. Only in the bush, only a mother of a mother of a mother of a mother of a mother because you know the time is not easy. Go and stand still, not for a law. Or you should feel it's not easy, or a law, or a law, or a law, or a law, or a law. The thing will become a law, you should make it, you should make it, it's a spay, or feel it's not easy, or a law. My feeling is in metal, but my only a mother of a whore. Only a whore. So, you could give a very simple text. That my feeling is in metal, in other words, he has no legal rights to recover from him. But the washing is. But from the time says, that it's mashma, that he's not even a rosh, my people is in Menno, and he's not even a rosh. Very merabnotam, the Israel in Hakkad, no katoche, no shayach, or davke, kisharitzi, or only, la abia, bisfiles, or kisharitzi, mikmis, dobarechon, the habib, the man, the king, but the two year of Gil. Because the Gemara mentions here a story about Fagil, that Rabgil had a matter by Ara. Rabgil was negotiating to buy a piece of land. A big piece of land. But before the deal was concluded, Rabbi didn't know that Rabbi was negotiating with the owner of the piece of land to buy the piece of land. So Rabbi made a deal. Also Rabbi Zabnani able. Also Rabbi Kabul Rabzeira. So Rabbi mentioned that he complained before Rabzeira. Also Rabzeira Kabul Rabzeira. He complained before a piece of knapfe against Rabab. Omore Hamtina Chlawe Funorello, Sonic Ashfe, Omore, so a piece of knapfe is Rabab, only a matter of horror, Wagner, and then my Omore Nikosh. So there were my time of the so he says, you say yourself that he's a washer, so why did you do it? After all, Rabab was negotiating with the owner to buy a piece of land, and then you grabbed it away from him. Omore Lavidan. I didn't know that Rav Gittel was negotiating. But now you know, so why don't you sell it back to him? Omale is willing to bring over. The Arika might see you in some of the news. I don't want to sell it back to him to get paid. Why? Because it's not good luck. This is my first transaction that I carried out. To sell the first piece of land that I bought is not good luck. So, he bought my own story, but I'm willing to give it to him free. I don't want to sell it, because that's not conducive to good luck. To sell the first piece of land that won't work, the one buys. But I'm ready to give it away, to give it away to him. That wouldn't be conducive to you. So, you have people will know his way. So people didn't want to take it free because he's not here. So Rababe will know his way, Rababe didn't want to use it. But he found out that Rabido was already negotiating to buy it first. We should not have Rabido. So neither one wanted to use it, neither Rabido nor Rababe. So what was the result? That it became. So, who acquired it? The player she acquired, because neither one wanted to use it. So here the more, so the Tam says, when we say, on Yamato Behor, Bahama, Menu, Nikko Moshe, in a case like this, where Rabbi was negotiating, so if Rabbi had known about it, and still he would have transacted a deal with the seller, then Rabbi would have been Moshe, but Rabbi didn't know. Because in this case, even if he didn't buy this piece of land, the other pieces of land that he could buy, it's not a windfall that if you neglected this town, you'll never be able to get it. So that's why he's a Moshe. So, but if the Chore is a Chore, so Hefja, so Mitzie, if he doesn't take it, so he'll never have it, then he's not a Moshe. And according to Rashi, he's a Moshe, even if it is a Chore, so Hefja. So that's the matter. Now, Machikim Jinzana, Avodah Rabbi Tam, Chore, Jinzana, après le rochon du lucre, qui dit que la route est plus tard ici, alors, ma pyrénée, c'est nous-mêmes, alors, de rien que la route est volontiers. Rôle, ça me tire, là, pour le revoir, que merde, c'est cher, c'est bon sort, de le lucre rocher, et le bon amas, de grand repas, là, des avantages. Mais je suis dit, oui, mais c'est pas que le roc est zé, mais c'est pas que le roc est zé, mais c'est pas que le roc est zé, oui, cash. So the question is, according to the contrast, we understand this halacha of machikim mitzuda sadok, minadokim mitzuda sadok. Because even though this is not something that you can get in another place, if you don't get the fish here, you won't be able to catch fish. So according to Rashi, even if it is something that you wouldn't be able to acquire it through tirche in another place, so you are still Rashi. So that's why, if one fisherman already placed the net in the river, on the ocean, another fisherman is not allowed to put his net there. Because even though he'll lose something, he will not be able to get the, but according to the town. So when we say, he's a Roshe, if he's able to get the same thing to another, from another source, but if he's not able to get it to another source, this is a windfall for him, and if he neglects it now, he will not make the other, it's not a Roshe. So here, the second fisherman will not place his net, he will not get any fish. So it's a kashe against the town. Look at it, the other guy, the husband, shall have there. The Congo came, the Hamo became seed, so she knew how many fish was. So the first time it's against the seeds, that in the Haram, that here could have been more than a reference to a case where it's possible to catch fish in another place in the river. This corner of the river is not the only place where you can catch fish. You can go to the other end of the river. And in the Haram, if, let's say, if this is the only corner in the river where you can catch fish, so then, according to the Haram, he will be allowed to place his net. That's the first letter. But then he says, no, the second time it says, no, even if it will be a situation where this is the only place, the only spot where he can catch fish, and he will not be able to place his net in this spot, he will not be able to get fish, so even Ramatam made it that he's still not allowed to do it. Why? Because when does Ramatam say that if he couldn't get that object, that hook, from another source, so he's allowed to take it even though another person already did some work in getting it. That's where it's not the source of life, just, the cake. So it's one time benefit. In other words, alright. So the Oni will have one cake less. He's not depriving the Oni of the source of life. Machine cake, if the other fisherman will be able to place a net near the net of this fisherman, he'll be undermining his source of livelihood. So since he'll be undermining the source of livelihood, so Mele, even though he cannot get it from another source, he's still a Roshe. He's still not allowed to. I mean, how can we explain what difference does it make? Whether the cake is worth, let's say, $1 or the cake is worth $1,000. I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, the puto ki di meyer. So, the answer is this. Now, the Mordechai Yerushi says that the roker for the Isra of one amato bechor and bracha v'lotre and l'ikha roshe and ator, l'ikha roshe. So, there must be roker. Where is the Isra mentioned? So the roker for this Isra of taking away the chor from the only who did not get it as yet is the posit for Sisa Yoshalapim. So in other words, if somebody has already put in work to acquire something, and then somebody else takes it, so then it's not gezel because the only did not acquire title in it, but it's not just, it's not fair, it's inconsistent with Yoshua. So the Abeira is based upon the posik of Sisa and Yoshua. Now, the Mashal, in his video on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Smach, I think it's Voices in Gimel. Voices in Gimel. Either in Gimel without, I think it's in Gimel. So that is the latest of Risasi Gureach. So the Smach says, that's the decree, that the love of Risasi Gureach, Shabbat Vishemi, applies only to someone who pushes away the sun of the Karkel Yatzisoy. So it only applies to karke and to karke as well. But it doesn't apply to anything to, let's say, to even to karke as well. Let's say karke as soil where Jews had the ocean from the Deir Sheni, from the Deir Sheni, and if, let's say, Ruvain has one son, and Shimon has another son, and then there is a certain border.